T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Joe. How are you, sir?
Ready to go.
Raring and ready. I like it. I like it.
I heard a rumor that you're 100 years old.
Yes, I am.
You look...
July 17.
Oh, my goodness. So recently, 100 years old. Let's give it up. I want to warn you of one thing. Tammy loves her men older. So if she pounces on you, doesn't look like you're in the mind, Joe. Looks like you're okay with that.
No, that's good. I like young women.
Well, he's a smart man. You're
so,
a
Joe,
smart man.
How long you lived in San Diego?
Oh, God, I forget. It's been at least 70 years.
70 years.
What has been the change that has surprised you the most about San Diego?
Ooh, that's a hard question because especially the roads.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of people here.
Yeah.
The increase in aviation has been a tremendous help to San Diego.
Right.
The airport.
Absolutely.
What is your secret to staying so young?
Well, you have to have a positive attitude that you know, like in the Navy or anywhere else. You want something done, tell me what you want done, I'll do it, period. No hesitation. You know, so many people hesitate. You give them a job. Where will I go to find this? No, you tell me what you want done, I'll do it, period. I have brains enough and energy enough to go find on my own.
You certainly do.
Yes.
So, first and foremost, thank you for your service. We'll give you a high five when we're done talking and give you a certificate with John and Tammy's High 5000 Hometown Hero Tour. Now, you, a couple of missions that you were on, one of them was to Bikini Island. Tell us about those missions.
Well, on the Bikini Islands, we had a couple atomic bombs setting off. And the funny part of it was that while we were there, we went down different levels. We wore a patch to determine how much radiation you carried. And we had different animals at different levels of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And when the patch turned a certain color, you couldn't go any further down. You had to get out, get fresh air and so forth like that, and then go directly down to the next level. You couldn't go right straight down one another from one to the other because you got that much radiation and it would really hurt you.
Yeah.
So you just went down maybe one or two and then come up and then go down to the third and so forth.
Right.
And then what we did was, in fact, I while I was there, I got attached to a dog and I took it back with me to the photo lab and kept him. But they wouldn't let me take him off the island.
Aw.
You know, I got pretty well attached to it.
I bet.
You know, he ran around with me whenever I went to go different places, take photographs, but no, they would not let me have him.
Right. So were you an official photographer in the military, or was that your pastime?
Oh, no. I was in the military, yes. I was an aviation photographer.
Oh, wow. Wow.
All the things you've seen.
Right? And the things you've developed on film, I can't even imagine. It must be incredible.
Well, you know, when I first started out, I went to Great Lakes, and when I came out for San Diego, I chose to be aviation repair, you know, overhaul planes, mm-hmm. single engine planes at that time. And it happened that one time down at the hangar, I was standing on duty down there, and I asked I had to sweep the hangar down. And you have two doors, one on each end of it, of the building. And there was two third class and a first class talking, but both doors are open and I'm supposed to sweep that. Well, the wind was blowing, so I asked the third class who came up, I said, excuse me, you know, polite and everything else, would you mind if I close that door? Well, he started cussing me. I said, whoa, I don't like anybody to cuss me. Well, that first class because I interrupted him. He started. I said, so I just took my broom, put it over on the wall, and I went up to the officer, and I, you know, standing stiff. And he said, well, be at ease. I said, well, sir, I said, you know, if you was to let me go over to the photo lab, I could do four jobs for you. I could be a photographer and also, and later on, a camera repairman, signalman, and all this. And so he bought it. So that's where I became not only doing photography, but also repairing the airplanes.
What a great story.
Yeah, no
because
kidding.
Because you wanted to close the door so you can sweep easier.
Right?
That's great.
What is your favorite photograph you've taken in San Diego?
Well, I imagine there's a couple. Mm-hmm. Of course, was when I photographed Mrs. Roosevelt.
Oh, wow.
At Noumea, New Caledonia, and also when I photographed President Kennedy at San Diego State.
Right.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Joe is 100 years young and can probably still beat me up right now if he wanted to. The stories
But
that
he
you
wouldn't, because look at his smile. He's so sweet. You wouldn't, would you?
You might. A veteran of the United States Navy, and thank you for your service to our country. You are, it's our honor to give you a high 5,000 hometown hero salute, sir. So, again, thank you for being our guest today and many more years to come.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.